Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good morning, everyone, or afternoon or evening, depending on wherever you are. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and I hope everyone is having a wonderful and happy Thursday. And as usual, for those of you who are in the LA area and would like to call in, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful, I really thought we were in summer, San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And as per usual, Tina will be in the chat room opening that up and fielding your questions, comments, or concerns that you might like to pass on to me, and she will make sure that I get those. So, as I said, the weather has just been so interesting, and then depending on where you are and what you're doing, I'm sure you're having your own weather experience. And one minute it seems like, okay, we've got summer. We're here. We're ready. We're, you know, let's break out the flip-flops and the swimsuits and swimsuit cover-ups, and let's all head out and just enjoy. And the next day, we're overcast, the weather, the temperature has dropped by about 20 degrees, and it's time to start breaking out those sweaters and saying, gee, maybe I shouldn't pack my winter stuff away so quick. The only constant in life is change. And it is really interesting when we take a look at how often and how quickly things can change. Literally in seconds, your entire life or the entire life of someone you know or love can take off into a completely different direction. And, I mean, and that's not just traumatic things like a car accident or an earthquake or something like that. Yes, those are huge life-changing things that can happen in seconds. And also, very cool stuff can happen in a split second. Getting a letter from someone that you hadn't heard from in a while, who you were thinking about, who maybe means a lot to you. Maybe it's finding out you're going to have a baby. Maybe it's having that special person in your life that you really weren't sure how they felt about you. They just look at you and tell you how important you are to them, and maybe that they want to spend the rest of their lives with you. And when we look at those pivotal moments, how everything in our world just shifted and changed, it's important to keep balance to, okay, if it's, whether it's really, really cool or whether it's really, really horrible, understand that even though that moment changed your life, another moment is going to come and it's going to change it again. Because our lives are nothing but one moment to another. And yes, there are certain things that, you know, we can definitely plan for and take into consideration and do our best with the knowledge and tools that we have in that moment to say, okay, I think I've got everything handled. I've got this set up for this and, you know, that's covered. And understanding that, you know, everything could shift from there. One of the things that as a doctor and chiropractor that I deal with very often is the, oh my gosh, all I did was bend over to pick up my sock and suddenly my entire back just was in horrible pain. My normal response to that is, well, that's not all you did. That's just the last thing you did. And the reason that I bring that up is that often when these big changes hit, when these big shifts happen, we think, oh my gosh, it, you know, maybe it came out of the blue, maybe something just kind of, you know, came into your personal space and shifted everything. And often there are things that happen up to it, even if we're not consciously aware of it. When we look back and we start connecting the dots and we go, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's not quite so unexpected as I thought it was. Because when I go back and think about it, because as we all know, hindsight is 20/20. And it's really easy to look back and go, oh, okay, I get it. I see how this came up and led to this particular thing. And I don't know about you, but in my life, when I've thought about the most, you know, immense life-changing things that have happened to me, and I've been blessed to have several, when I think about the things that led up to that moment, and I start seeing the clues, you know, that trail of breadcrumbs, that suddenly when you look back, it's like, okay, this whole path actually seemed almost as if it was laid out for me to reach this point. And understanding that the point you're at is not the final point by a long shot. There's still that whole place ahead. Often people talk about the idea that when you're driving at night and you look at what the headlights are lighting up, they're only lighting up so many feet in front of you. What's beyond that, you have no idea until you're almost on top of it. And when patients who, you know, experience that, all I did was something minor and something major happened, then we go back and we put the pieces together because it helps me to figure out what the source of the issue was. Where was the point that an imbalance occurred that created the sequence of events that led up to picking up a sock and having huge pain in your back? A lot of things could have happened. And while in that moment, I know that the most important thing to that person is that I shift them from their present state into one that's a lot less painful. For me, being able to look all the way back and go, okay, if I can backtrack to this point, to where it was before that paradigm began to take effect that created the cascade to OW, if I can do that, then I can better help the person. I can better say, okay, I know what you want now is an immediate relief to what you're experiencing. And we can do that and at the same time go back, take a look, see what happened a month ago, what happened 2 months ago, what happened 3 months ago, a year ago. Because often when a change comes into our lives, we're not necessarily aware of it. When it reaches the point of, say, in someone with a physical pain, when it reaches a point that physical pain is manifested, usually there's something that has led up to it, for the most part. I mean, if you break a bone, let's say you're walking along, you trip on something, you fall, and boom, you have a broken bone. Well, that was a fairly short sequence of events. And if somebody came up to me and said, oh, well, you know, and I fell and all of this, I'll go, okay. And we work on that. But my next question is wondering, what made the person fall? Did they trip on something? Did they suddenly lose their balance? Because if they suddenly lost their balance for no particular reason, in my mind, that makes me go, is there something else that I need to be paying attention to in order to help this person find their way back to full wellness? And if I don't deal with at least the possibility that, well, maybe something is going on in their inner ear, And I ask, well, have you been experiencing dizzy spells? Have you been having, you know, some issues with your balance? Well, yeah, actually, I've been having quite a bit of that. Okay, now, my first concern and their first concern is the injury that's causing them the most discomfort, because that's where we go. We want to take care of the thing that's hurting us most. That has our full attention. And it should have our full attention in that moment. And yet, thinking about what led to that, what is the path that brought that particular experience in, maybe there's some work that needs to be done around that. Maybe there's some investigation that needs to be done around that. And that applies to pretty much, or can apply to pretty much almost everything that's going on with us. If we think about where we are right in this moment, what's happening? What are we feeling? What is our physical condition? What is our mental condition? What is our spiritual and energetic condition? Is there anything that is keeping you from really feeling at that point where you feel great? And it could be a minor thing. It could be a little thing. And often little things, when they're ignored, stand a really good chance of becoming a big thing further down the line later. When a little thing comes in and we don't pay attention to it because maybe we've got other things that are more important on our minds. Maybe we've got, no, you know, I've got to take care of people. Or my work has a lot of demands. Or I don't have work and I've got to find a job. And so the little things that don't bother us that much or only bother us a little bit, those go on the back burner. Those get set aside. And that's fine if it's something that will stay a nice little thing. The problem with little things is that they can simmer quietly. Issues in relationships. I know I've experienced them where that one little comment that the person may have made without even realizing it kind of sticks in your head. At first it's, wow, that was not a nice thing to say. But, hey, it's no big deal. And as soon as we tell ourselves it's no big deal, we've moved it to the back burner. And yet, it stays back there kind of rolling around. Start to think, wow, they've made that comment before, something like it before, and I really didn't like it then. But it's no big deal. And then it keeps rolling around, and then it starts taking on an entire story all its own. And after that point, anything that that person says kind of goes through the filter of, well, there was this comment that they made. And it builds and it builds and it festers and it festers until it reaches the point where during a discussion it just explodes out, and you said this and I really didn't like it. And it may have been weeks and the person may not even remember making the comment. And it created change. In that moment, one little comment can change an entire relationship. And the really sad part is the person who said it might have absolutely no clue that it was being received in the way that it was. Often when I talk to people and, you know, it's like, well, you know, yeah, I've been out and I've been building a retaining wall or, you know, some other big home thing. And it's like, well, how are you doing with that? Are you keeping track of your back? Are you keeping track of all of this other stuff? Well, you know, I'm doing fine. And, hey, I will come in and, you know, it's like, well, you know, why don't you come in and let me take a look at you and let's get you lined up before it gets bad. Oh, no, 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 I'm fine. I'll give you a call next week. And next week when they give me a call, it's, oh, my God, can you see me today? I'm dying. It's like, okay. And usually the first thing that they will say to me is, I should have come in last week. And I have learned, you know, I've been doing this for quite a few years, and I've learned that it's like, oh, okay, as opposed to, well, yes, you should have come in. And this has happened with so many of my patients because it really is human nature. It is, you know, I, the old saying, you know, if I had a dime for every time that happened, well, I would have really a whole lot of dimes because the vast majority of my patients have that moment. And one of the things that I really appreciate about them is that they're willing to tell me the truth. They're willing to tell me what they did because I encourage them to be honest with me because I'm not going to judge them. Look, you made a choice, and that was the choice, the best choice you knew to make in that moment. You know, people who are picking up, you know, one of my biggies is people who are picking up grandchildren. And they lift them up, and, you know, they tweak something, but they're helping, and that's your grandbaby. Or new mothers, and they're picking up their babies and moving them around, and, you know, they just get up and go do their thing. I remember being a young mother, and I remember that any discomfort I was experiencing came second to whatever my child needed. And that is human nature. And when we go into that place of, you know what, I understand that I'm going to pay for this later, but for now I've got to take this action. I've got to do what I need to do in order to accomplish what I need to accomplish right now. And there is no good, bad, or otherwise. All it is a choice. And one of the things that I encourage with my patients is that it is better for me to know their truth than for them to create a situation where eventually I am going to find out what they did because their bodies will tell me. It may not have the specifics, but I'll know the mechanism required to create a particular injury. And then they go ahead and it's like, well, are you sure you didn't do a twisting and lifting move? Oh, yeah. So all we have in our lives are choices. We have a long string of choices. Sometimes our lives change completely because it was a choice that we made, whether consciously or subconsciously. Sometimes change happens because someone else made a choice that affected us. And I know that there are many who believe that, well, you know, everything that happens to you is because either you called it in or you somehow manifested it. And for those who believe that, hey, I love that belief for you. Frankly, sometimes I just believe stuff happens. And getting very wrapped up in what way did I call this in? In what way do I deserve this? You know what? Sometimes stuff just happens. As I've said many times, and I will probably say many more times, that it's fun until it isn't, and it sucks until it doesn't. And we're going to stay in that spectrum, back and forth and back and forth. And some of the things, the life-changing things that happen will be fun and wonderful. And some of the life-changing things are, frankly, going to suck really, really badly. And they're going to be painful and hurtful. But that doesn't mean there isn't something that you can't gain from that, something that is meant for you to be able to help you move forward, to help you become a wiser person or a stronger person, or to realize how strong you actually are. When we are in a situation where change is happening that we can't control, when I was lived in Louisiana, you know, near, you know, in sort of the area around Lake Pontchartrain. I was just on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain in a little city called Slidell. And we were right across the lake from New Orleans. And we were living there during the time that Hurricane Andrew came through. And I remember a feeling that when the, you know, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system, when I hear that beep and it says, this is not a test. And I was gathering my kids and, you know, and my husband, and, you know, we were in the bathroom, you know, most fortified room. And even though we, you know, we said, well, yeah, this area is not going to get the brunt of it, but you still need to be careful. So in that moment, yes, I felt tremendously helpless. There was change happening around me in the form of a natural event that I had absolutely no control over. What I could control is staying calm, because I knew if I stayed calm, then my sons wouldn't be frightened. So, okay, I have the situation that I need to make the best of. How can I manage this in the best way I possibly can? And fortunately, you know, our area sustained very little, you know, damage. I mean, some trees were kind of pulled up and, you know, but there weren't, you know, cars in trees or, you know, boats on rooftops where we were. We were very fortunate. And, I mean, my heart went out to all those who were not so fortunate. And then, of course, Katrina comes along. And there are earthquakes all around the world and tsunamis and all these things that happened. Nobody called those in. There was no karmic whatever for it. And if you believe that there were, again, you know, this is not about, you know, feeling that anybody, you know, is wrong. People are not wrong for what it is that they believe. It's right for them. And if you believe it, if you love it, I love it for you. This is just how I feel. And my feeling is that sometimes really hard, really sad stuff happens. And it's up to us what we do with it. One of my favorite sayings by the Dalai Lama is, pain is inevitable. Suffering is a choice. And I deal with people in different levels of pain each and every day. And my work becomes, what is the best way for me to help this person manage and transform the space that they are in right now? And even if we can't change much of the physical, how can I help them understand this is temporary? And by giving them as much information as I can, of empowering them with the knowledge, all right, this is what is going on, and this is how it's going to progress, more than likely, and this is how we can manage it until it reaches that point where it passes that apex and you move into recovery. So it really is every one of us deal with our lives being changed every single day. Every single day, something happens that shifts the course of your life. And often it's stuff we don't even notice or maybe we're not even aware of. If somebody decides, nope, I'm not going to get in my car and drive drunk. I'm going to have my friend come and pick me up. That choice changed the life of someone that they would have run into. And without even knowing it, able to create a positive change as opposed to a painful one. And keep in mind the choices that you make in each and every day. The choice to let somebody in who's trying to merge in. Or, you know, you see a truck trying to move over, so, you know, you wait and you give it that extra space. To choose to say something kind instead of something cutting. To choose to encourage. Even if it's to choose to say to a total stranger, wow, you've got a really nice smile. And allow them to have maybe a moment that means more to them than you could possibly know. Change is the only constant. And whether it's a big epic change or a teeny tiny change that you don't even know about, your life is changing every single day. And the best we can do is the best we can do. And you base the best you can do on what you know in that moment, what you can do in that moment, and the tools you have in that moment. No moment forever. No pleasure and no pain. None of it is permanent. It may feel like it's going to last forever on both counts. You may feel that you found the love of your life, and yet years down the line, maybe not so much. But that's not a bad thing. That just means that change happens. So whether it's on a mental, physical, or spiritual level, consider it all temporary. Find somebody who can help you through it. Seek help. And just accept that change happens. And eventually, it all balances out. But for those tough times, for those times when you just feel stuck, when you don't know how to create the shift that will take the change into that place of healing, into that place of wellness, into that positive direction, find someone who can help you. Go to someone you trust. Tell them what you're going through. And really, figure out that you are only in a split second of your entire existence. And it is going to get better. And then it'll get worse, and then it'll get better again. But that's what we call life. It's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. And no matter how fun it is, at some point it's going to suck. And no matter how much it sucks, at some point it's going to be fun again. Get the support you need and ride it out, because change always happens. Well, I want to thank you for joining me again. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, then please contact me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me or connect with me or ask me to work with you one-on-one, you can reach me through the-healing-house.com. And for those who are in the chat room, it's really interesting. It seems that the computer decides it wants to glitch getting me to the chat room. So hang in there. I will eventually make it to the chat room and just, you know, hang out with Tina for a few minutes. And for those who are listening in different time zones or listening on archives, I hope you enjoyed the show. And also, if you have any questions, please get a hold of me. If there's a topic you'd like to suggest for one of the shows, please send it out. So, until we get together again next week, I wish you blessings, and I wish you balance. And I wish you the best of change. And no matter what, I wish you to realize that you're not alone. There is help. There are people out there who care about you. And there are also people who can use your help and your guidance. Because if you've been through it, you can help somebody else make it through too. Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you a wonderful week. Take care, everyone.